Jim and Cheryl, family and friends, members of Calvary Lutheran Church, the word of the living God to which I direct your hearts this afternoon is taken from the Gospel of John chapter 11, verses 11 to 15. These things he said, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up." Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well." However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." In the name of Jesus, friend of sinners, redeemer of humankind, when the Lord Jesus walked this earth, in human flesh and blood, he had disciples, followers, acquaintances, helpers. But Jesus only called a small handful of people friend. He called his disciples his friends. He was criticized for being a friend to tax collectors and sinners. One of the few people that Jesus called a friend was a man named Lazarus. Lazarus lived in a small village called Bethany, about 2 miles east of Jerusalem. When Jesus' friend Lazarus fell sick, his sisters sent word to Jesus, asking that he come and visit his friend. When Jesus and his disciples made plans to go to Lazarus, Jesus' friend was already dead. For when Jesus heard that his friend was sick, he did not immediately depart. He finished the important work that he was doing and then made plans. When people learn this fact, they're quick to criticize Jesus. They wag their chins like so many people today and say, "If Jesus really loved Lazarus, he'd have come right away. He'd have never let Lazarus die." Those on the outside ask, "What good is it to be Jesus' friend?" Some might ask the same thing today. Mike McCarty had many different friends, some well-known, some unknown. But Jesus was the friend that he turned to when his father and his mother and his uncle died. Jesus was the friend that Mike turned to in daily devotion and prayer. Jesus was the friend that Mike turned to when he was in prayer, when he was in pain, rather. When he knew that his time in the body was coming to a close. What good did it do to have Jesus as a friend? Where was Jesus when his gout flared up? Where was Jesus when he was diagnosed with cancer? Where was Jesus when he writhed in pain in his hospital bed and later at his medical care facility? Maybe some of you are thinking, some friend Jesus was to Mike. What kind of friend lets his friend develop cancer, waste away, and die? Some good it did to have Jesus as a friend. So what benefit came to Mike from being Jesus' friend? Those of you who knew him knew that Mike McCarty was a very nice man with very kind parents. But those of you who know Mike McCarty also know that he was a sinful human being. God's law demanded that Mike love God and everyone else with a perfect, selfless, self-sacrificing love. And since Mike McCarty couldn't be sinless, Jesus, his friend, came down from heaven, entered human flesh and blood, and lived without sin as Mike's perfect substitute and as yours. Jesus is the friend that Mike and every sinner needs above all. Jesus is the only friend that can be for us there and to hold our hand through death to life. So what good did Jesus do for Mike McCarty? When his father Michael and his mother Lena brought their infant son to be baptized on December the 21st, 1941, it was Jesus that cleansed him of his sin. When Mike was a young man, it was Jesus who, in effect, put his hand on Mike's shoulder and pointed him to the cross, where payment was made for his every sin. It was Jesus who prompted his confession of faith at his confirmation, July 17, 1955. It was Jesus, not the pastor, who promised Mike in his hospital bed, "In my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you." It was Jesus, not the pastor, who promised on the day of his death, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." It's Jesus' death and resurrection that makes Mike's death temporary, the door through which he has entered into eternal life. Why are we here today? Are we here because Mike called the pastor a friend? Mike is my friend, but that's not why we're here. In the end, it doesn't matter if I'm your friend. We're here today because Mike confessed that he trusted in Jesus, and Jesus counted Mike a friend. Yeah, Mike suffered at the end of his life, I don't deny that. But Jesus, his friend, suffered alone on Calvary while being burdened with Mike's sins and yours and mine. And then Jesus rose from the dead the third day to confirm that Mike's debt was paid in full, and that he too would rise from the dead. Where was Jesus? If you had to ask Mike, then he might have told you that Jesus was right there at his bedside. He was always there for Mike. And if you visited him down at the end of Prospect, you know, down that alley, you saw evidence of it on his kitchen table. Right there under his prayer book and his catechism was his Bible. "Oh, I see," you say. "Mike was a good man because he read that book, eh?" No. Daily reading those books didn't make him a good man. But they told him about his perfect friend, his substitute, Jesus. Is Jesus your friend? What kind of a friend? Is he for you just an acquaintance? A friend that you visit once in a while? Or one whose word you listen to and with whom you communicate every day? You see, Jesus wants to be your best friend. He wants you to trust in him and through his word be sure your sins are forgiven, like Mike. He wants to hold your hand through life and through death. And he's the only one who will always be there for you. Frankly, he's the only friend who can promise heaven and deliver. Yes, Jesus could have kept Lazarus and Mike from dying. But instead, he chose to deliver Lazarus and Mike from death once and for all, by his own death. By the way, you know how this account ends, right, Lazarus? Yeah. Jesus stood at the grave of Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come out!" And Lazarus, the dead man, came out no longer dead, but alive. He came out to greet his friend. And the same Jesus will one day call Mike McCarty from his grave. He will rise, come out, and be glorified, perfectly fitted for eternal life. All thanks to his friend, Jesus. Amen. We'll continue with the next hymn, "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less."